It's a good thing.
I'm making out with this.
Is it, you have your right thing, right?
This is my pop filter. No one's allowed to smell it or touch it.
It's the one with the yellow tag that you know, like, that's Luis's.
This is mine.
That tag used to be white, and Luis.
Oh. I made it yellow. Next season, it'll be green. And then
brown.
Yeah. And it'll just go until nothingness.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you can go on the YouTube channel.
And find out at youtube.com/ Welcome Back to We Stayed Late.
Wait, it's youtube.com/ We Stayed Late. Welcome Back to We Stayed Late. Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
Because people go youtube.com/
Welcome Back to We Stayed Late.
They're not going to find anything.
Don't get that. Don't go there.
Just go to the search part on Google and type in We Stayed Late and you will find it.
And it works. We've made enough content where where we pop up.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And we're still under 1K. Look at us.
Yeah, we're still under 1K.
Look at us. We can accomplish so much. You too can pop up in the YouTube search even if you're under 1K.
It's true. Hey, did you guys see that? Was it IGTV just launched?
I don't know. Instagram TV?
Instagram TV.
Yeah, it's like being able to do long-form videos on Instagram.
No, don't sigh it. This is good.
Okay, this is the best medium it could possibly go to. Are you dying?
Are you okay, Luis?
I don't know if I can keep up with anyone else getting TV.
No, it's good. It's good because Instagram competes like the most with YouTube for like attention and things like that. If they're actually competitive, like legitimately competitive, that means YouTube will be forced to be better.
I know. I just...
I want it.
I'm really happy about it because it means that everything that I want is probably going to be in one app now.
That's true.
I don't have to go on Facebook. I'm waiting for YouTube.
I know we have to do shows for Snapchat, but I don't want it.
You get
anymore.
To make shows for Instagram.
I want to delete.
If I was still working there, I'd rather make shows for Instagram than Snap.
I know, but you know, I've been posting two. I posted two videos. I'm gonna post a Disney video on one of my stories.
Do it on IGTV.
The thing is I've been able to get away with using copyright music because I found a loophole where if you can use copyright music in your stories, but you can't use it in your posts
or
on YouTube or something like that. So I was like, okay, here's where I can like get my music that I want to use, but not get in trouble.
I know, but then I can't ever rewatch your stuff.
Yes, you can.
Oh, you go to my profile. Like, you go to the profile
thing. You go to the profile.
It's not the same. Like, I want to like be able to like study it. I'm like, okay, I can't study it.
What do you mean you can't study? You can just go, it's like,
I can't scrub.
No, you can't scrub. You can't scrub in Instagram either.
On IGTV, you can, you can comment live. So like you comment you and comment it leaves, and it leaves the comments as, on like as you're going as you're watching the video, so
I
like,
assume you could turn that off too.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you slide left.
So like
right
I'm watching a video and the comments keep popping up.
You have to make them pop up, but you can so you can see
that's
people
a
like
similar
live.
SoundCloud situation. Yeah. SoundCloud, if you're listening to a song, you could see the comments as people are like, "This is dope drop, good
which,
drop."
Which I like because it feels like I'm. It feels like if I'm watching it, I'm getting the comments left when they comment it, as opposed to just going down to the end and seeing all the comments later.
I see what you're saying.
Because you can comment on specific things and be like, that was great, or this sucks, or whatever.
I love that part.
Yeah, I like this part.
The highlights are just right.
Yeah.
Luis talking. Yes, the highlights on that. The color correction.
The color correction. The highlights.
No, but you could be like, this is a dope shot. You'd be like, oh, how'd you do this?
When did this get released?
Today?
Today?
Today, which is we're recording on a Wednesday.
Yeah,
on the 20th,
of June. Yeah, Instagram launches.
Happy late belated Juneteenth.
Yes, happy belated Juneteenth,
happy
everybody.
Juneteenth.
This will not do what I wanted to do. That's okay. I think we figured out.
8 hours ago, Instagram launches IGTV app for creators.
I haven't updated it.
1 hour videos.
Yet.
1 hour videos?
Well, max. You don't have to do 1 hour video.
It's not bad. I think that's cool.
Doing it because for advertisers, they have more time to advertise.
Yeah. Of course.
Hey, I'm so down if we got to make Instagram shows, because that's where everybody's. That's what everybody's.
Can you guys like get me back to do graphics for you?
Probably not.
Probably not. No, I know. I want to make an Instagram show.
I would love to.
It's funny. It's taken so long. I've been thinking about it.
I know.
People be like,
I think they've probably been working on it.
We could post this on Instagram.
We could.
We can make an Instagram.
Well, it has to be vertical.
What do you mean vertical?
No,
it's all vertical.
No, it's not.
I mean, it could be, but
are you kidding me?
It's all vertical.
No, it's not. Don't you lie to me, Spencer. Are you serious? It's all vertical?
Yeah, it's vertical video.
There's no square. There's no...
But you could upload it and just turn your phone.
Yeah, that's true. Oh.
Like, that's fine.
That's fine. Go 90.
It's all vertical video.
Which is
it's all
why Verizon's network Go 90 is called Go 90.
Oh, because
you have to go 90 degrees to watch it.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah. I overheard that in a meeting.
They need to make that more prominent in their advertising. I don't understand why go 90.
But it's because go 90. Vertical. But some of the stuff vertical. I watch on Instagram isn't vertical.
IGTV is vertical. Like their whole thing is.
But upload it sideways or upload it the way it's intended to be anyway, and people will turn their phones. It's not the worst.
Unless when you turn it, it goes vertical.
Ooh,
lock your screen.
Piss me off.
I'm fine with vertical. I think it's fun.
I know it's fun, but sometimes I just want to. I don't know what I want.
You could watch horizontal anywhere else world.
What I wish they would do for their stories.
Just give one medium vertical.
I wish they would let
give it a chance
for their stories. I wish they would let you when you're like uploading a video, like if you're like going back and like I'm posting like an older video to my story.
Yeah.
If it's horizontal, I wish they would give me a button to like flip it so it doesn't just crop the middle of it.
Yes.
That would be great because then.
But
I could
they
just
don't
go,
want you to. They want people to get. They don't want people turning the app.
There's enough people now. It's like half and half. Like, why not? Let me just
do
that.
They're trying to train you to use vertical.
Well, that's not going to work for me.
Maybe. It might.
Do you think we'll ever have vertical TVs?
I can't record. If I was... Here's the thing.
We'll have TVs that'll rotate for you. So if you're watching vertical content, it'll rotate. Because you're not going to get rid of, you know, normal TV because of classic movies and TV. But then if you have a hit IGTV show and you want to watch on the big screen... You get a TV that rotates.
You get a real IGTV.
You get a real, What do you think about that?
I'm not feeling it.
I'm down. I'm super down.
Here's the thing. If I wasn't vlogging, I'd probably adapt more like vertical video taking.
If you weren't vlogging?
I feel like it's made for vlogging. But because I'm vlogging, I make it a point to shoot horizontal. No, and like even in situations where it's just like, damn, like a vertical would work better here for me. But no. Like it's horizontal all the time.
You could just IGTV nice and just go vertical.
I want to see where's my phone?
I have a thing. I have a thing open.
Is it already available?
Yeah, I have it downloaded.
No way.
Uh-huh, and I have a channel.
It's a separate app, too. Like you could even,
what?
You could have it in Instagram,
but it's in Instagram, too.
You could have a
So if you're a creator, you would download the app, and then you'd upload using that. If you're a user of Instagram, you can just watch people's things.
How does sharing work? Like, if I need to
share... I don't know. Like, I haven't done it before.
Like, ooh, Star, you did a great video. Let me share it with everybody, or let me put it on someone's feed, because
that's huge. Instagram. IGTV. I downloaded it. I have a channel. If you want to go follow me, you can. I don't have anything up yet.
You already have a channel?
Yeah, why not?
Oh my God.
I got 1,400 followers. Look at that.
Wait, already? What? Yeah. From one day?
No, it's just your Instagram followers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I was like, how did you do that?
Wait, so you can... This is... I gotta get to work.
Hey, look who's the face of it.
Don't show the
of course it is.
Don't show the
camera. Well, he's just the first one who pops up. But I think it's because
because of what you watch.
Yeah, because of what I watch. I'm gonna show the camera. It's Phil. It's Philly.
Yeah, it's Batman.
I was like, that makes sense.
Okay.
Alright, I'm downloading.
Who am I following?
Who's popular? What do you mean it's on the way? Look, I have it on
We could post a video of this podcast.
We could.
Make an account.
We would have to make
go 90.
Turn the phone. Yeah, we have to go 90.
Wait, so, okay, hold on. But you have it on your phone?
I have it on my phone. You want to see it?
I want to see the interface. Okay. Because mine is an interface.
People
you
on.
Need a new phone. Oh, my God.
For the people on. Actually, this is podcast. My new phone.
What?
I bought, breaking news, everybody. I didn't tell you this. Instead of getting a 10, I got an SE.
Why? Why would you do this? I'm offended.
It's $11 a month.
Fair.
And the new iPhone will be coming out very soon.
November.
And this is my plan.
Usual.
Okay, sorry. This is my plan. It's $11 a month. The way that the AT&T Next program works is after a year, you can upgrade right away. You don't have to pay the phone off.
Right.
But if after 6 months, you only need to pay a quarter left of what you need to pay.
Oh.
So since this is so cheap, then I'm willing to pay, like $100 to be done with this phone. Like if I want to get the iPhone right away.
Okay,
so, like,
enough.
If the new all iPhone right, comes all out... All
right, you've convinced me.
That's,
okay.
So that's what
I'm
it is.
Like, why would you do that?
Because my other phone, like, nobody could hear me. The battery would drain super fast.
Yeah, that happened to me.
And so, like, it was just a lot of problems.
Camera alone, I was just like, why would you not
I know,
want, like, a
but
good camera?
When I got to AT&T, I know, the thing is because I use this on the cruise. When I went to AT&T, I took pictures of myself on all the phones. My phone, the 6S, the SE, the 8 Plus, and the X.
Right.
And then I was just like, you know what? It's fine. For this, it's going to be fine.
For your for
the
plan?
For the plans, it's
for
fine.
For your plan? I like your plan. I'm on board with the plan because I'm also like on the
next program. Because it was $11 or it was 50 bucks.
Yeah, I was already got used to paying 50 bucks because I was on Plus.
Right.
So I was already doing that. So this moving up to like the 10, I was just like, oh, this is what this plan is for. I'm right. already paying like their max fee.
And I wasn't paying. I already had I paid off my iPhone 6S.
Oh, so you were like,
and I was clear. Before the whole next thing. It was like still the 2-year program. And every 2 years, you would get a discounted price for the iPhone.
Yeah.
So if the iPhone was like $699, you would actually pay $399.
Yeah, I would upgrade every 2 years.
For a 2-year contract.
Anyway, because I'm like, well, I need this. Yeah.
So this is not.
That's why I was like, you need a new phone. Why didn't you get a new phone yet? What is this tiny?
It's.
I mean, like, I will say, hand feel of this one, uh-huh. great. Great. Like, it's a good sturdy machine in your hand. Yeah. Because it's still a good Apple product, because I'm not going to bash my Appleness. Yeah. But it's just like on a fundamental level of like, but the quality of things you could produce makes
there's
me
a
sad.
New, there's a I saw on YouTube a new phone completely it's just a screen, like 92% of it's a screen,
mm-hmm.
and the camera
like the tent
and the no it doesn't have a notch.
Oh.
And the camera, it's like, you know, gonna come soon, prototype, whatever. The camera pops up from the top.
Oh, I don't know
weird.
If I like that.
But it's very fast. I saw someone use it, and it was like very organic. It didn't seem weird. It just flowed right away.
Okay. That's cool.
So it's a full screen, and when he was holding it on the monitor, like
that means that's
YouTube,
not waterproof though.
That was the other thing. Maybe it's not waterproof.
That's super not waterproof. There can't be waterproof.
So, but it looked really cool when he was holding it. I was like, did they put in a video on top of that phone?
Because I don't think that what you're in your hand is waterproof.
No,
either.
This isn't waterproof.
This is waterproof.
It's water resistant.
Water, whatever. It's close enough. Like if I drop this in a pool, if I drop this like...
And then, ooh, grab it real quick.
I had a
grab
dream.
It'd be fine.
I had a dream last night. I jumped in a pool with my phone.
And what happened?
And I was like, oh, I forgot my phone. I pulled it out of my pocket and I set it on the
thing.
And it was fine. That was the whole dream.
That's amazing.
Why?
I don't know.
Why did I have that dream?
It's like a weird not stress dream.
Yeah. It was
so in the tech
world
that is your dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a non-stress dream. I just found this really quick. Here, you can look at this while I read this.
Oh my God, is that what it looks like?
Here, I'll show you.
Yeah, let's see. Okay, I think I have my phone's updated, but it's not.
Wait, describe what you're seeing.
Yeah, describe what you're seeing.
Yes. Well, hold on. How do I get to the main menu?
That's the main menu.
No.
Yep.
Wait. How do I get to Instagram proper?
No, this is the IGTV app.
Oh, but okay, so hold on, but...
I open the IGTV app, and that's what you see. Describe what you see.
Okay, well, I see... Okay, so the phone is split up almost, what, three-quarters way?
Yeah, quarters.
It's
quarters.
Not a half completely, but yeah.
It's like a third.
It's like a third. It's Phil's face, just big old Phil face, so you know exactly what you're looking at. It takes up the whole screen, and he's got his mouth open. And then at the bottom, it has two smaller tiles side by side of things you can watch. Oh, no, they're Philip DeFranco shows. Oh,
because he I think posts on his Insta.
Shows. You can okay. So you gesture up, and then you get get tiles of his videos. And then you can scroll to your left, and you get more videos. And it's almost like two tiles per video. And then you go following. What's following? Popular. Okay. And then in the middle, three quarters way, you have a bar that says for you what you're following. I guess popular channels can and continue watching as if you want to leave off. And then I can go to your icon, which is in three quarters down on the right. I'm going to tap that, and it's just your face. No videos yet. Upload.
So I can upload a video.
And then you can search IGTV.
This is cool.
How did I just get mine. How did we not know about this?
I'm going to read it to you. There's no ads in IGTV
yet.
Today, says Systrom. But he says it's Systrom is the CEO, I believe. Is he the CEO? Whatever. It doesn't matter. He's giving the presentation. But he says it's, quote, obviously a very reasonable place for ads to end up. He explained that since creators are investing a lot of time into IGTV videos, he wants to make that sustainable by offering them a way to monetize in the future. Instagram isn't paying any creators directly for IGTV videos either, like Facebook did to jumpstart its flopped Facebook Watch video hub.
Wait,
it's a direct quote from
Facebook's flopped Facebook. Yeah,
it's really flopped.
But my question is are you? Oh, it started autoplay. My question is, are you able to access this from your Instagram app?
So the way that it'll work, no? Yeah. So,
like,
so
I want to see that
probably
process.
Like a flyover.
So, no. So on the app itself, there will be on the Instagram app on people's profiles. There will be so you know on the right hand upper right hand side of the Instagram app, there's the little paper airplane.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. The paper airplane. This guy.
Oh yeah, like
the, I like you want to send a direct message to somebody.
Uh-huh.
So to the left of that, if you upgrade the app, or update the app, I should say, it'll have a little icon with a TV screen on it, and you'll click on that, and it'll drop down new videos.
So it's gonna drop down like a story.
Exactly.
See, this is what I was already trying to do.
Yeah, I know. Me too. And now they're doing it, which is great. It's exactly what I want.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about it.
Because it's like they noticed how good design should work.
Uh-huh. You punch it, it drops down, okay, tells you, and it'll alert you when new videos from people you follow.
Main
person is Thomas Sanders.
Oh, that makes sense.
Like, it's Thomas Sanders, Darren Criss, and then a whole bunch of drag queens.
So there's no way to share yet.
I don't know why mine is Phil. I don't really watch
I have a Phil video on here too, but I think it's just like mine. Not that like anything against it. I got like a hair, like curly hair styling stuff.
Is there a
nails?
Is there a sharing? Because
Hannah.
Oh yeah.
Hannah's like put me onto like all these like all the nails Instagrams.
And God, her nails like, this are is so good. Fucking cool.
Yeah.
Did you see her yellow ones that have the jewel on them?
Yes.
Oh, they're so cool.
I'm so jealous. I follow the girl who does her nails, and I'm like, I want to, but I need to like budget.
Yeah.
But I want to. It's like a dream yeah. to like go one day.
For those who haven't seen my wife's nails, they're some of the coolest nails I've ever seen in my life.
They're so good.
She has one that was like the rose quartz marble.
Yes, that's the one where I was like, I need this.
You can go look at, she posts them on Instagram. You can follow her. What is her thing now? I think it's Hannah Reed MUA. But
oh, yeah, she changed it? I didn't even notice.
Yeah,
she did.
Hannah Reed MUA, yeah. Yeah, you can see she has the rose quartz marbling ones on there that she got. I think she got them for, did she get them for the wedding?
No, for no, the they wedding were afterwards. She had, like, she had the other like ones. Pearl,
yeah,
like,
she had the
really
pearl
nice
ones. Anyway, she posted those there and they're really fucking cool. There's also lots of gore because that's an industry she works in. So there's nails and wedding and gore. That's
yeah. Whenever like yeah, her feed is like it's a
weird
like,
amalgamation.
Because like you'll go and then all of a sudden I'm like, why am I looking at a bloody wound?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, no, this is fake.
It's fake.
But
and
it looks
made
real.
It looks so real. And then there's like alien faces because she makes aliens. And then yeah.
Yeah.
And
the bloody stuff always. I'm like.
One of them got like age gated. Look.
I'm okay.
Age gated.
That makes sense.
Anyway, it's great. Sorry, how do you feel about this? Now that we've talked about it.
I mean, I don't know. I'm at that place where my brain's like shifting. You know, it's like it's received new information. Now it's trying to process it. And like, okay,
I mean,
this
you could also just ignore it if you want to.
No, what do I can't ignore this. You think I can't?
This is exactly what we wanted. This is what we talked about.
I know
for a very long time.
I find it. I don't like that it's in a different app.
No. It's just in a different app for creators so you can focus on using it as a creator.
Okay.
I mean, you can also use it as a consumer for sure.
I see.
But you don't have to.
You know what? I was also having this feeling, and I don't know what everyone else thinks about this, but ooh, all
sorry.
Of these stories, sometimes, do you don't have an issue watching all your friends' stories, do you?
I do, yeah. Of
Wait,
course.
An issue is in like it doesn't play all of them?
No, as like, in like you this, don't... It's the same thing as nobody, they never show you things in the actual order that they're released. It's always like, it's like prioritized, like based on who you look at the most kind of thing.
Right.
And then it'll like, but I could have friends that have posted stories and I will never see them because their algorithm has set it up where it's like, it's super down the line.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's sometimes I like people's pictures, but I don't like their stories.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't.
Totally.
And so it's just weird of like. All these people.
Yeah, they assume if you like the pictures, you will like their story.
Well, because they think because those people are people that you like.
Because,
you know what I mean?
Like
it's people that
like
you
like. I follow photographers sometimes.
Yeah, but you don't want to see their stories.
I don't want to see their stories because it's like buy our package and stuff like that. And so
if you flip through their story, like if you like skip it, you know, how you do
it'll
skip,
like recognize
it'll,
it.
And if you do it often enough, it'll understand like, oh, you're not actually looking.
Guys,
at it.
I have 9 plus Facebook messages messages right now. What is happening? Hold on.
You just got them.
Yeah, what the fuck is
because
happening?
We're going to
emergency. Facebook watches like we heard what you said.
No. Oh, I think it might have been a bug.
I don't have any
messages. Okay, well, false alarm, guys.
Well, I want to bring this out now because I want to have it
okay.
while we're shooting.
We still have to talk about your trip and
I know,
my trip.
So many trips. We'll try to. Well, I can be quick.
No, we got
to
talk about We gotta talk about. No, you should do this first for
first,
sure.
First, I'm wearing. And say, don't one be quick about your trip. That I wore on my trip because we had Pirate Day.
Well, you should stand up because you can't see your name. There it is.
It's a Mickey Mouse head with pirate, like a pirate bandana and badge.
An eye patch.
And two swords instead of the bones.
And then it says
Luis in the Disney. Yeah.
You should have got to say Louis.
The shirt was given to me from the family. You should
tell them they spelled it wrong.
But they gave us little bandanas. I couldn't find my bandana, but they gave us like
it's little
bandanas.
It's also good they got your size.
Probably shouldn't wear that in LA. Normally,
like, those type of things, they always like go way too big.
No. The family knows me.
Okay.
So they know my size.
Yeah.
But I had a red bandana, too, they gave us on like
on the cruise?
On the cruise. So everyone had a bandana. So if you didn't bring any pirate stuff, everyone could still be a pirate.
Aww.
And so I had it. And
what if you got invaded by pirates?
That would have been
real crazy.
I think it's weird how we like have a pirate day and they're like terrible people.
Pirates are literally water terrorists.
They're terrible.
Pirates were the worst.
Kill, pillage, pillage.
You forgot the word
seized.
A lot of pirates though were also like belonged to like the countries that they said that they're like fighting against. Like they were like on the low, like actually hired by their governments.
Yeah, privateers.
Well, those are the privateers and then the pirates. Because a pirate can become a privateer.
There's not much of a difference.
Well, the pirates, where the privateers, you get your record clear off, and then the pirates, you get hung. I read a book and took a class about pirates.
You're still doing the same dirty shit. So
that's true. But I also, so there's a movie theater at this boat.
Luis has a giant bag.
Yeah, it's just the
that he's been hiding since he got
there. When I saw him, I thought he brought food. I was like, ooh, no. Snacks.
They have a movie theater, so I actually saw Incredibles 2 there.
Ooh. Oh, no way. Yeah, so like was it good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
it
was cool.
Really good. It got released there, so they were showing that one. They showed...
that makes sense, because it's Disney.
Yeah, they showed that. But it was crazy that they showed a new release
film. Yeah.
They showed Solo there. They also showed Black Panther. Showed Civil War.
Nice.
And... you know, you go to every movie theater. What does the movie theater have?
Popcorn.
They've got popcorn. And so you get popcorn. You can buy popcorn. You can buy drinks. And you better get this thing, because if we're going to watch that hit movie. If you're going to get that hit movie and watch that hit new movie, Avengers Infinity War, well, you better get yourself an Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, nice.
Soda thing.
Oh, my God.
So kids all around were just. Sipping their Infinity
Wait,
gauntlets.
So for those who aren't watching the YouTube video, first of all, go to YouTube and watch it and subscribe so that we can upload live videos.
But they sell these at Disneyland, but they sold out.
Luis is holding a giant Infinity Gauntlet
with
a straw sticking out of the top.
And all the kids were wearing these. And I was like, that's where amazing. Did you get that? And I was like, I got it at the movie theater, sir. And I was like, push the kid out of the way. I run to the theater. And I bought one of these.
This thing will get you so much money. You could sell this it's sold out in Disneyland Park.
Really?
Yeah, like people have been wanting to get that at the park.
This guy told me that people were selling this on eBay for like $100.
Yeah.
I should have bought more to sell.
Yes, you should have.
But I didn't. And so now it's very like treasured thing.
That's
of mine.
Like legitimately a treasured, like actual good collectible, because this are actually limited. They aren't going to really make more of them. It's not like where it's just like, oh, we're making a special edition toy and they're making a ton of them. Like all your pop figures, guys, I'm sorry. None of them are valuable. They will never be valuable. Like Beanie Babies.
They're like Beanie Babies, yeah.
But that is legitimately a valuable thing. And it's in a material that isn't going to keep. So you actually have to protect that.
What do you mean it's not going to keep?
As in the sense of like it's plastic. So like over time, this could like erode or like look
You
got
to put it in a plastic vacuum case.
I was going to use this. I was going to use this.
You could also use it.
This carries like, about 16 ounces of fluids.
What? Really?
Because he poured,
oh wow!
He poured 12 ounces of a Coke in here, and I was like, "There's definitely room for more soda." I bought a couple more ounces. So you got your classic Power Stone, you got a Time Stone, you got your Reality, you got your Mind.
It's weird on the other side. It is a little weird, like from your perspective, the other hand.
So I was walking around the airport on the way back with that, and so I was like, "Oh man, that's so cool."
This is bonkers.
This is ridiculous. I like it.
It's pretty cool.
It's neat.
I should have got more, but
I'm into it.
But I couldn't even pack this. Like I had to literally carry it in my hand. Like this is a carry on. Like I have my backpack and this. So like, yeah.
Yeah. Keep that sticker in there to like prove it's legitimate.
I had no idea.
Because there's a tracking code and everything on there. Really? Like, keep that in there. That'll keep it so that if you do end up needing
It, there's that sticker here.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing that's going to prove it's not a bootleg.
Gonna wear it?
Because I'm sure they're probably going to make bootleg versions. Well, yeah. What if you're left-handed and you can't?
Isn't that cool?
I feel so powerful.
I know you do. I want to make like.
I like that you can't snap your fingers.
I know.
It's like all solid.
I want to make a short where someone like has this toy and but instead of being a bad guy, they save the day because they like beat someone up with it. You know.
It's also weird that it's clearly the villain's
weapon, and it's like, here, Disney, have fun, go at it, kids.
I'm drinking Coca-Cola.
I'm gonna kill. Oop.
Yep.
Spoilers.
Oh. But yeah, spoilers. This, and then so anytime we had like, you know, we did a classic time joke, or it's like, oh, let's do that again. So nice. We just kind of did the time joke. You get it?
Yeah. Because it's a good joke.
You should need to put beer in it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It feels like it should have like
that'll really be a time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the words are, but you know what I'm saying.
So I got
this. How was your trip?
The trip was great. We stopped. It was a 7-day trip. We went to Cosmo, Mexico. Oh, it was amazing. Yeah, we had the water was so nice and warm. And
it's there was so like a water blue, park. Isn't it?
Oh, it's great. We also went to Jamaica. Jamaica was really dope.
You've been to Jamaica?
Yeah. So this
did
was,
you go to the same area of Jamaica?
Yeah. So when I was in Jamaica last time, I went to Negril, and then we took a day trip to Ocho Rios, or how they pronounce it, Ocho Rios.
Ocho Rios.
And here, that's where we went as well. And we were on the bus, and they were trying to say all these Jamaican, like, all right, everybody, no problem. Everybody say no problem.
Yeah, they're trying to, like, tourist it up.
Yeah, they're like, all right, everybody say Ari. Ari, that means okay, all right. Everybody say whatever, you know, all these things. And then they were like, okay, who wants to sing a song? No one wanted to sing. And she's like, okay, we're going to sing The Wheels on the Bus Go Round. I was like, oh no.
I was like, yeah, they're treating you like children.
And you know, like, I have to participate. So I'm the only one singing The Wheels on the Bus.
Why are you participating?
Because everyone else is like, she's looking for, it's like, somebody please help me out here, you know, because it's just her singing. And so I'm trying to participate. I'm looking her in the eyes and like,
are there kids around at all?
Yeah, but everyone's shy. You know, no one wants to say anything.
Oh, it's like shyness. It's not like,
it's all shy.
Like, it's not like apathy or.
Yeah.
It's just, okay. That's different.
And all so, right. But once we got there, we went on this cool like bobsled ride, but it wasn't a true bobsled. It was just a bobsled shell on rails.
Nice.
And it was like a roller coaster. So you could just go really fast, which is really awesome.
Was it like cool runnings?
Yeah. That was very cool. And then I mounted the GoPro.
That movie. Because
I mounted the GoPro on my head.
There's a female Jamaican team. Yes. There's a female Jamaican bobsled team. And I'm amazing. Like, please remake Cool Runnings. Like, it's right there. It's there.
That would be the
And
best.
It's still a true story. It's do it. So I'm
in this day and age, Ocean's 8, Ghostbusters, 2016 to 2015.
Speaking of those, I have Movie Pass now.
Oh, yes.
Yay! Yeah. But I have the one that's like 3 movies a month because I'm like, I don't see that.
Oh, many I see.
Movies. There's a version.
They have an option.
They have an option where you could do the 10 and you could see unlimited, or you could see 3 a month for $8.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I know how often I watch movies.
Yeah.
And I don't want to feel the pressure to see like every movie.
Yeah.
So I'm like, 3 is good for like.
I don't know that.
For stuff. And then like, I'll still end up paying full price for like. The movies I want to see opening night, and totally. I won't feel bad about like wasting my movie pass.
Totally.
I'll be like, no, I pay for the main ones. These are the 3 that I'm like, okay.
The auxiliary movies.
Well, yeah, I kind of have to like pay ahead of time to get those movies, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
wait, so you put a GoPro on your head?
We put a GoPro on my head. We did the bobsled, so we're going to,
yeah.
I'm going to show that later.
Cool.
And then we also did zipline. Dope.
Nice.
And then cool. we went back out to sea, and then we also went to Disney Island, which was Castaway Cay on the Bahamas. Super cool. But the one thing that is pretty much the most memorable thing was the food there.
Oh, was it good?
I've been on Carnival Cruise about a couple times, and the food's like, okay. It's like fine, because it's all free. Like, you can just eat it.
It's free, and they have to make it so, like, it won't upset people's tummies. So, right. Like, it's not particularly spiceful.
Yeah, but the food on the Disney cruise, like, was amazing.
Good. Was and, it free?
Well, most of this trip was paid for, so I don't really know the prices. Right.
But I yes. you have to pay for it there.
Right. Once you have the package, you basically like, oh, I want the lobster, and I want the scallops, and I want two desserts, and then I also want the soup, and I also want the salad, and I'm going to get, you know, you could get the whole menu.
Yeah.
Basically. Mm. And it's not extra money. But the best thing on there was this restaurant called Remy. So this was extra. Remy was the character in...
Wait. Give me a second. Animated or
yes, animated.
Goofy Moon.
Treasure Island?
No, it's a restaurant with named Remy.
Wait, hold on. Animated.
What? Animated restaurant food. Remy.
Ratatouille.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So Remy
it
is.
Took a second. I'm like, wait. I'm like, Princess and the Frog. She has a restaurant, but no one's named Remy. Oh,
that's
there.
Right. She has a little
but
bakery.
But I was like, but it's like could be French. I was like, I know it's something French.
Yeah. No. It's so. This place was probably one of the top places I've ever eaten in my life.
Good.
They had like a cheese person, a wine sommelier, and like this French person whose name was actually Remy talking to us about all this delicious food. Like, I mean, it was like you were in an upscale restaurant the way that they were treating you. Like, it was not a cruise. And they served this like crazy like water that tasted like tomatoes, but like
water?
It was clear.
Wait.
It just blew my, like things like that. It just blew my mind. It was a very like full experience of food, you know?
Weird.
So you could choose between two. There were two chefs there. There was a French chef and an American chef. And then you can choose the French chef and his lineup of food, or you could choose the American chef and his lineup of food. So it was just.
Was it a competition?
No, I think it was just like, which one ever do you want? And I mean, this food made me feel like Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this makes me proud to be alive that I can eat this food. And the chef came over and was like, how was the food? And I was like, sir, you have no idea. This food is amazing. Like, I'm so happy I'm alive. I'm eating this food. So like, that's like the biggest thing was the food. I mean, of course the characters are there. I did tea time with like my girlfriend's like little sister or whatever. So that was fun.
That's really fun.
That's pretty much
Wait, who did you have tea with?
Oh, the princesses were, Princess Tiana.
Good.
It was also Belle.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cinderella.
Okay. Nice.
And
classic.
I think that's it.
Okay.
Those three.
No, that's solid.
Yeah.
That's a solid line of princesses.
Bad. So, yeah. It's pairs up. It's great.
Did they just employ people to be on the
cruise
as those characters?
Probably.
Yeah, how that works.
That
yeah.
makes sense.
And they're there for about like 5 months, 6 months at a time. And so when we left that Saturday, literally in hours, they turned the whole boat for a new crew of people to get on.
Yeah.
So it's non-stop.
That's what my buddy Michael has to deal with right now. Because he's on a 6 month contract.
Yes.
So he's a performer. So it's just like, okay, like I get a message on Saturday. So I'm like, hey, you alive? Like, yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah. And these people like, they remember your name because they have to. And customer service is like the top thing at Disney. Because it has to be like joyful and happy, and everyone has to know your name, and it has to be like a good vibe. And like at the end of the trip, like you have to leave a great comment card on it because like that's
or they get fired.
There used to be. Yeah. I want to say I feel like there used to be a reality show on like cruise hospitality, and it would be like the little mini stories of like how the different sections would run and have to deal with like little mini crises and stuff.
There's so many things. I mean, you have catering. You have like people taking care of the waiters. You have like there's the spa people.
I feel like there's
so
many affairs happening in.
Oh yeah,
there has to be.
Oh yeah,
but and it's hard because they like, there's like three people in
crew
your room.
Crew parties must be like legit
just bonkers.
Oh,
yeah. But like the wait staff, like I don't even like they're there from morning to night. Like I can't even.
Yeah,
like,
they work.
But they also get
day.
They get days off while they're on the cruise.
That's yeah. That's
like
true.
They'll be on the ship. They'll have a day off, but they'll have. I think they like they're required to wear like. They have to look like part of the tourists kind of thing. And they generally kind of have to avoid their section so they're not recognized.
Right, because there was a waiter who was like assigned to us.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was super dope, super great.
My ex used to, like his aunt is a Carnival, no, sorry, Royal Caribbean like cruise like director person. And so he was hired and I was like PAing to make the behind the scenes videos for the crew and the staff on like how to deal with like crises. So like it's weird to be like, oh man, yeah, like I remember that video. Like what you have to do if there's bed bugs on a cruise ship is crazy. Like they have like because
that throw it overboard.
Well, no, it's just they have like a whole like there's a whole system like okay.
Yeah, they, because they were sanitizing our hands every time we went into lunch. They were like they had these hand wipes.
Yeah, but like sometimes because there's sometimes there's things that are just brought on from people. Like it's not like the cruise has a bed bug.
Right.
It's the somebody comes in with luggage that has it.
Yeah.
So once it's discovered, because it'll be like the cleaning staff who will look for it. Like they're always like they're all looking for this all the time because it's one of like the worst things. So they'll look for it. They shut, like when they figure that out, they shut it down. They quarantine the people who are in that room.
Yeah, because they have to get, they have to make sure they don't have bed bugs.
Otherwise right. They have to get rid of it on their clothes. They have to like section them up and they'll quarantine them for like a bit. Like, so they go off into like another section and like, you know, they cater to them and make sure they feel comfortable. But it's also like, you guys have bugs on your shit. So we're going to like get rid of
it.
Yeah. They come and like, and the, you see the people like we record, mind you, we record like a mock thing. And they had to, when we recorded it even, we had to section off the part of the ship because they didn't want any, like, a regular person seeing this because it looks scary. So you don't want, like, even though it's a mock, you don't want someone seeing somebody in a, literally a hazmat suit going into a room and they spray everything down with, like, a special thing. You have to look everywhere and check the, so now that I see that, like, I do that when I go to hotel rooms and things like that.
Check.
Generally,
how do you check for bed bugs?
You, when you get see your the mattress, like lift up the sheets from the mattress and like look right on the, there's usually like a lip on the mattress. Look underneath that lip. That's usually where they hide out. Like anything where there's a crevice, just look to see if you see a bug. And they're like little black bugs. Like they're noticeable if they exist. You know?
Cool.
So like they but it's like one of those where it's like, wow, they really go out. So I've always respected like cruise like cleanliness because if they find something, it's like an immediate and they have like a system and it's like, no, we are not having this.
Yeah, well, otherwise it can spread so fast inside of a cruise ship.
It's and then really it's decommissioned for a bit and then all the guests have
really
to
be refunded.
So
they lose so much money.
But
so yeah, that's my Disney cruise.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I know you have a lot to say because you
I don't have that much, but I have we went on a trip, which was fun.
Yeah.
We went to Ohio.
That's where it was? I was like, man, you went somewhere and I didn't know where. I was just like, you're just like in a gaming like heaven place.
So Ohio has nothing. But they do have Cleveland. Cleveland
and
was
Columbus, right?
Or Columbus, that's what it was, not Cleveland. They do have Cleveland. But we didn't go to Cleveland. We went to Columbus. Columbus was So we stayed outside of Columbus and there was really nothing anywhere. And it's just eye-opening going to places that are not LA and being like, oh shit, there is nothing here.
This is what you have to live with.
This is their life. And so it's fascinating because, I mean, even going into Columbus, like, we were in the city and it looked like certain parts of LA or like Sacramento or just smaller
areas. It's weird seeing that because, you know, LA is designed to look like everywhere else for shooting purposes.
But it's it was weird. And but everything was closed. Like things were, it was so empty.
Was it after 6 o'clock?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But sometimes not.
Everywhere else, like after 6 o'clock, everything's closed.
Like we drove up. We drove up and it was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And there was nobody on the street. There were cars everywhere, but there were no people. And I was like,
weird.
It felt like a ghost town. It was really weird. Anyway, I think most of the people were just working.
That's perfect to go film there.
Yeah.
Like, like everyone's gone.
Yeah. But yeah, but I went to the Origins Game Fair, which was really fun. It was probably one of the most fun things I've ever done, and all of my endorphins will probably be drained for
like.
That's like
the first thing he said when he got back to
work.
I was
like, I'm sorry if I don't seem excited. I'm sorry if I don't seem happy.
All my endorphins are
gone. I literally play games for like 6 days straight.
I'm just imagining, like, this is...
For, like, 12 hours a day.
Your version of being on Molly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where it's just like, oh, you just... You no more serotonin.
No more serotonin. No more endorphins.
You gotta all gone. Reset.
So I'm exhausted from that. But it was really good. We met with a couple of publishers, and I got to play test some stuff. And we got a bunch of games, which we're going to play.
I see that over there.
Yeah, which we're going to play on Saturday. The three of us plus a couple other people.
Yeah, I'm excited. I miss having game night.
I know. Well, we're going to play Zombicide. If you've never played Zombicide.
I've never played it.
Okay, Zombicide is crazy. It is a, it's like a zombie miniatures RPG with this We're playing Green Horde, which has an awesome mechanic in it where every time you run into a zombie, you also add one to the horde that's off of the
off the map.
Yeah, thank you. Off the board.
Wait.
Okay, so the way that it works is that there are you're trying to do these missions, these certain missions, and you have miniatures that are like characters basically that you're playing, and you have
I'm sorry, I keep wanting to take this off.
You're taking the time stone away from my gauntlet. No, it's okay.
It's
hot and sweaty in there.
Yeah. You all choose a character, and then you have a little mini that represents that character, and you move along this map. And as you do things, you might trigger zombies. So like if you jump into a region that you don't know what's there, then you have to draw a thing for that area, and if there are zombies on the card, then you have to place zombies there, and you run into them and you have to kill them. Damn. But every time you place one on the board, you also have to put one on off to the side in what's called the horde. And then if the horde triggers for whatever reason, whether you do something that's too loud, or you just draw the horde card, you just happen to draw the thing that triggers it, then all of them enter.
It flushes through.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then you have to deal with all of them. And so when we were playing it, we triggered the horde.
And I love it, and
Yeah, we triggered the horde, and it was terrifying. But you do get a trebuchet.
Oh, really?
Cool.
So when the horde comes on, somebody has to sprint back to the trebuchet and fucking launch giant like boulders at these things and try and kill them.
Like a nightmare, but also really
it's
fun.
It's so fun. It's ridiculous amounts of fun. So, but it's really hard, and you probably will probably lose.
Yeah,
that's just.
But that's fine.
The statistics say we'll probably lose. But it's fine.
You bought all those games?
So we bought Zombicide, Dragonfire, and Stonebound Saga. Okay. And we also bought a game called Hero Realms.
I like that this part of your room is slowly becoming game house.
You can't see it because this, but there is a part. There's an area I'm staring at right now that is a whole shelf full of games.
So many games. Soon you will have a mini game house.
There's a game called Jamaica.
Oh, it's so fun.
Is it Jamaica or Hamaca?
No, it's Jamaica.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Jamaica. It's a pirate game. We should play that too. It's really fun. It's really fast. It's a ship sailing game.
Okay, I have a question. How long do you think it would take for us to play all of these games?
A year straight.
No, all of them straight? No, not even. Probably a week.
Oh, whoa. I was going to say 3 days, and then I was like, four. A week?
Well, are you counting RPGs? Because you can't get through a whole RPG if you're...
Oh, yeah.
There's RPG books over there and stuff. But
I feel like...
I guess that makes sense.
Also, the Sherlock Holmes one down here is like a four-hour game per session, and there's 10 of them.
If there's ever... Like, if we ever do the Twitch thing, that could be a day where it's just like, we're a marathon... It's like a marathon day where we're just playing board games.
So what we should play is...
Instagram. Let's Instagram TV, Twitch it.
Until you're done. And it's just like, okay, and try to break some type of like record of like how many games in a row you could play.
So what we should play is Star Wars Legion, which is really fun. If you guys don't know what Star Wars Legion is, it's a huge game that is you basically get a bunch of minis of like stormtroopers and rebel troopers. Mm-hmm. Rebel troopers? I don't know if that's the right term.
Rebel?
Whatever. Yeah. You know what they are. and you have to build land masses and things. Like you have to build hills and buildings and things that you use as props on the table. So like you could just use books if you want.
Oh, okay.
You just grab things off the shelf and make these battlegrounds. Right. Yeah, you could set this down and that might be a hill. And so then you use Legion to sort of replicate the battles between the Rebels and the Imperials.
Okay.
And it's really good and really fun. It sort of reminds me of X-Wing, if you guys have played X-Wing. You played X-Wing.
Yeah.
It sort of reminds me of X-Wing, but too. On the ground. And a little more complex way.
Do you have tracks?
You have a little thing that allows you to move. It's a cool mechanic where you're basically moving a leader, and all of the other units follow that leader in that unit. So you basically just track them. Like you say, okay, I'm going to move him four. You move him four, and then you move all the other units within one range of him. And it's really fun. And the other one that's really good that I just got is called Quantum, and it's beautiful. It's by Funforge. And that one is it has a really cool mechanic where you're flying spaceships to different planets to try and take them over, but your spaceships are all die, and depending on what the number on the die is, that determines the characteristics of the ship. So a one can move one space, but it's also like really hardy. It's really hard to kill. Where a six moves really fast. It can move six spaces.
That's super easy to kill.
But so the way that the rolling works is that you're trying to roll the high, I think it's the high, you roll some die and then you add the number of the ship, and whoever has the lower number works. Wins. So like if you and I are battling and you have a six ship and I have a one ship, we both roll die. If I rolled a four and you rolled a three, I would add one, that's four. You would add three, that's nine. So I would win that battle because my ship is hardier. So it's cool like because you're trying to balance what the size.
It's like a Reinhardt versus a Tracer.
Exactly, and so you're trying, but you're always trying to balance what kind of ships you have, and you roll them, and like anyway, it's really fun. So we should play that too.
I was trying to think. I was just like, Luis has played Overwatch.
He'll get that.
I understand that.
Really good games. The games fair was massive, and there were literally just games everywhere. We played Kids on Bikes with one of the people who made it.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that Instagram story.
Yeah. So I saw that.
I was just like, oh, and that's when I realized, like, oh, that's what he meant where he was like, I'm out of town.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he's at some gaming convention. I was like, all right.
In Ohio.
And I was like, we need to finish our game.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I played it with Doug. Well, Doug was there. Our GM was somebody else, but he was there like doing the thing. And so it was cool to be able to like talk to him.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. He was the one who wrote it and stuff. So it was really cool to like meet the person who made the game that we really like. But yeah, we played it with a bunch of 50-year-old men, and it was really fun.
That's hilarious.
They all grew up in the 80s.
So they were like, oh, this is going back home. They're like,
this is our shit.
Yeah.
I was like the little brother of one of the guys who was like an older slacker. He's like an adult slacker. And I was his brutish jock little brother. And it was really crazy. There was one part where we were...
What a combo.
It was great. Yeah. And he had a Camaro. And there was one part where it was like this alien thing dropped out of the sky and crash landed, and we were going to see what it was, and there were black SUVs that pulled onto the – as they do. Black SUVs that pulled onto the road and were trying to block us. And so we tried to pass them, and she was like – our GM was great, but she was like, you're going to have to roll really high to do this. She was like, these are government vehicles, and you're trying to pass – you're trying to like get through them in a Camaro. And so she set it at like 15 or something ridiculous, and he had an eight, a die that went up to eight. Yeah. He's like, there's no way I can do this. And I was like, no, you can explode your die. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yes.
But like, if you roll the highest on the die, then you get to roll the die again, and then whatever you get, you add to the original die.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So you'd almost.
So he had a D8. Yeah, he had a D8, and he rolled it, and he got an eight.
No way.
And then you rolled it again and got a seven.
Nice.
And we were like, yeah! So we did it. And we like busted through these guys.
What did the GM say?
She was like, you did it. All right.
Okay.
Busted through them and took off down the road and peeled around the corner and ran. All I want to do now really is
like write some type or draw. I don't say I just want to draw these people, but like I like the dynamic because it's a common trope, but not an uncommon trope. The idea of an older, nerdy sibling, mm-hmm. like not popular, kind of like a Daria to her little Quinn sister,
right?
Oh,
but
yeah.
I would want the younger sibling to be like the jock popular one, but like loves their older sibling.
Yeah,
like genuinely it's just like, I know you're not cool, but you're the shit.
That's how my character was to this character.
Like, and that's such a good like a good dynamic that you don't really see, because usually it's just like it's dynamically typical. opposed. And but I like the idea of like the old, because you don't see older sibling tending to be bullied, really. Right. Like, that's not a common trait either.
It just makes it like lends itself. And you're the older sibling, so you have to be the cool one.
I want to see
that relationship where it's just like a football player, like younger sibling who's just like, yeah, my older brother's a nerd, but like, that's my bro.
Yeah, don't you fuck with him.
Don't fuck with him.
There was
I love that. That's just. That like gives me like warm fuzzies.
Yeah,
he was like a slacker and like not a he was sort of the reject and was like a heavy cigarette smoker and all this stuff, you know, just like his flight speed I think was a D4. It was really bad. So max he could go was, I mean, he could roll and go over four, but like he was really slow. And so we ended up getting to the end of the road and we're trying to book it to the woods, and all these SUVs were on our tail. And so we threw the car in park, pulled the emergency brake, slid to the end of the thing. We didn't use the doors. We got out the windows because that's what you do.
Yeah.
And we started running, And I rolled, we had to roll like, I think a 10 or above. And I had a, I had a D12 and I had a D, I don't remember what it was. I think I might've had a 20 or something, but I rolled really high. I rolled above it. And so I was supposed to make it out. And then he rolled low and didn't make it.
Oh, no.
And so we had this conversation. And my fear, because in Kids on Bikes, you have fears.
Yeah.
And my fear, because my brother was not in a good place and not doing well and, like, not – my fear was that I would lose him. That I would, that he would commit suicide or he would die or, like, that he was not – he would fall to drugs or whatever. Like, that was my fear because I love him so much and I don't want him to do that.
Oh.
And so – so he's like, you have to go. Like, they're going to find me and that's fine. Like, you just go. I was like, I'm not leaving you.
Ah!
So we had like this whole the thing where like these SUVs are racing towards us. And he's like, look, you're the good kid. You have to go and do this. And I'm like, I'm not going to leave. You're my brother. Like, you're going to get
what
taken.
What did you do?
We had to stop the game.
Ah!
That's where we had to end it. But.
What do you mean you had to stop the game?
Because we'd run our course on the because at the event you only have like a couple of hours to play.
You can't do the whole game.
Yeah, because our game is gonna. I mean, we played what, 3 hours,
yeah,
something
yeah.
like that, and that we only like a, maybe
we got,
I mean,
like the first
we
act.
Got the first act really. So like we only got to really play the first act of the thing.
Wait, hold on.
And you'll never know what happened.
You only got to play the first act. Yeah.
Yeah, well, because you at the event,
you can't play
the whole thing. Yeah, you can't play the whole thing. It's a season.
Oh, no.
So
hate this.
So, yeah. So, like, our ending was basically the SUVs pulling up and me standing between the SUVs and him.
That is so sad.
And, like, being like, you're not taking my brother.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it was really fun.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so it was really cool. And it's the funny thing is it's me and Hannah, and then it's like a table of like 50-year-old dudes,
yeah.
and we're all acting like children.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, so it was really cool. I was really afraid that the people that we were gonna play with were gonna be assholes, just in RPs in general. We're gonna be assholes, not just in Kids on Bikes, but we played other stuff too.
Yeah.
We're assholes, or we're gonna be like, not fun because it's a really bad stereotype. But like, there are a lot of people there that are. Hardcore
sticklers.
Gamers and are not.
There's a lot of gatekeepers in every community.
Yes, and especially because Hannah is a blonde girl who doesn't look like she would normally play role-playing games or be into gaming stuff, which is a really bad stereotype. But like,
it's a thing.
It's a thing. It's a thing. And people act like I have seen it. I've seen people actively discriminate against her when we're playing games at like events because of the way she looks. Which is really interesting, you know, because she's a girl and because
what do you
she
mean?
Looks,
they're like, oh, well, you don't get it.
It's a gatekeeper,
well, okay.
like nerd thing, like,
so,
what
like,
is, yeah.
It's
and some are not bad. Some don't realize they're doing. Like, we were at an event, or not an event. We went to play test a game.
Like, I'm not going to tell you the rules.
No, they just don't think that they can handle it. Like,
it's more like it's being weirdly protective of what their identity is. To the whole thing, and like if you grew up thinking you were picked on for like liking games,
yeah.
and like, oh well, like pretty girls or hot girls don't like these games,
right?
So you kind of like block them off because you're like, I'm protecting this little part of me. And then when you realize they're like, oh no, those girls also like these games. The reason they didn't like you is because you were an asshole, not because not because you like the thing. It's you, not the thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people can't handle that, and so they like gatekeep and try to protect and try to keep people.
So they're pretty much they're protecting themselves by being an asshole to other people.
Yeah. But what's interesting too is there's a lot of people that do this and that don't mean to do it, but do it. And, like, for example, we were at one of the one of the demo events. So they have a bunch of games you can demo, a bunch of games you can try when you're there because they want you to buy the game. So they have them out and you can play them. And there was a game by Steve Jackson Games, who are the ones who make Munchkin.
Okay.
And it was called Ogre. And it was Steve Jackson's first game that he's re-releasing. And it's not very good. It's not for me. It's a game where you basically choose a bunch of militia and the other person has a tank called an ogre, and that person's trying to get from one point of the map to the other point of the map, and then you lay out all your like different troopers and just try and roll dice and shoot the tank. It sort of feels like an old school war game where it's just like one person has a tank and the other one has a bunch of little guys that aren't very strong on their own, but together could maybe take down this big thing. But it was really boring. I didn't really like it. But anyway, when we were doing that, there were a bunch of the soldiers to choose from. And then there was the one tank that you could use that just moved and shot. That's basically what it did. And so the guy was like, the guy who was demoing it for us, he was probably in his late 50s, and was clearly like a war gamer kind of guy. And Hannah and I were sitting, sat down across from each other to play against each other. And he was like, okay, so somebody has to play offense. Somebody has to play the tank, who's going to be offense. And somebody has to play defense, who are all like the militia people. And the person who's choosing that has to choose what units they want and how they want to shoot. And like what kind of things that, you know, they have to build their army basically. And he was like, who wants to play defense? And I was like, I will. And he was like, you know, it's really sort of hard. So I think maybe you should play this one. Just to start.
Oh damn.
And he
meant well.
He didn't want her to be frustrated because it. Because I ended up playing defense because he gave it to me and I was like, okay, we'll just play it because we're not gonna argue with him. But and it wasn't easy. The other part was definitely easier. But like, I would have had just as hard of a time as she would have had. Yeah. Like it's not.
It's,
you know.
It's yeah. That's like those are like the microaggressions. Yeah, of all that stuff where you're like, if that was like the only incident in the bubble of things, you wouldn't even blink at it. You'd be like, okay, but because stuff like that happens all the time, it like really like you're like.
Well, it was just that moment of like where he's like, it's really hard. Like maybe point. He should play because
people think that the fact that it occurs a lot.
Yeah, that's really what it is. It happens frequently, and you realize, oh, it's part of a pattern of people assuming something about you instead of it just being like an individual encounter thing
isolated
it's just and it's a bummer because even all the people who are doing it don't well some do but I would even
this
say
guy
like,
had no
majority
idea.
Of the I just not
no idea
thinking about but that's the point no one's you're not thinking about
it's a
it.
Set yeah it's set it, it's something that just happens and he didn't even after there was the reaction he didn't bat an eye. He didn't think about it. He just gave me the thing and we did the thing. And it was like, but it's that kind of situation that sometimes she gets put in
and
that makes it feel like
people
don't. And
what sucks about that type of stuff, it's so innocuous. Because I'm also relating this to like a bunch of other things.
Oh, sure.
It's always so innocuous that you don't, the reason why it's also like, is that you can't, because they're so such minor things, you can't. You always have to question it. It's almost like mini gaslighting.
Yeah.
Because you're like, is he telling me this because I'm a girl or is he just telling me this? And there's no way to really confirm without turning into somebody to be like, hey.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you're the aggressive person and you're like, I don't want to like.
Well, that's why we didn't. And that's why I ended up playing the defense part because it's like we weren't going to be like, no, I'm going to play defense because it didn't really matter.
Yeah. But it's just like the small, it's like a little nick.
Yeah, it's just weird. Yeah. But luckily the people that we role played, that we did role playing games with, so we played a 5e game that was set in a different, 5e, D&D 5e game that was set in a different universe than the D&D universe. Uh-huh. So this guy just like wrote his whole big, it's like a 400, 500 page book that is like all this lore and characters and classes sorts of stuff for D&D, like based around D&D, but is not D&D. And so we played that, and we played that with this old man who was a jeweler. Ooh. So he was real weird and funny.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then like his whole family from Alabama. And so they were all, it was a lot of, older women, which was really fun to play with because there was one who had played that game, who had played it way more than we had. She knows it. She knows the lore and knows the game and stuff, so I don't. She must have played at a different event, but like she was probably 70 or 75.
That's amazing. Old people.
And she
at
was like, "I'm gonna play the cleric. I'm gonna play the cleric." So she played the cleric, and she was fucking great. She was so funny. She's like, "I want to kill these guys," and so she like rolled the die, and she just annihilated. And then she was like, "Well, that worked."
Oh, that's
it's
so good.
So good. Oh. It was so fun to play with people unconventionally. D&D player people. So we played them and then we played Kids on Bikes with a bunch of guys who were really accepting. So it was really good.
I was going to say, like, because everybody could play. Somebody was trying, this is from, you guys know Luke Braun, old Luke.
Yeah.
Old editor Luke.
Yeah.
Because he plays D&D and he tweeted something about today or yesterday. Because somebody was trying to make hashtag D&D Gate, like they're trying to do Gamergate for D&D. which is the same thing, like gatekeeping, trying to like be like, we need to not like be so inclusive in D&D and blah blah blah, which is like the opposite of what D&D is. And also, why are you trying to gatekeep groups of friends who play together? Like how, like what? Anyway, so, but D&D people being the group, the people that they are, started turning the hashtag, instead of it being like this like awful thing, into your ideal like D&D, like into like describing when you reach a gate in the game. So it's just you encounter the hole. So good. It feels da da da, and like they're just doing like these in-depth, like super long descriptions of like an entrance to a place.
Yeah, that's great.
In a game, and it's
and
just,
hashtag D&D game.
So when you look through that's it, like amazing. Half the tag is like these descriptions, and half the tag are like people like essentially going, "This is stupid, D&D gate." Like, we're not this community. Yeah. Like, there's nobody supportive of D&D gate in its original thing, but it's. Oh man, it's fun. Like the guy who does Critical Role, he did a really good one. And I was like, man, what good job. Good job, D&Ders. Like,
yeah, that's awesome. I'm proud turning of you guys. Something into
and just turning it into a D&D thing immediately.
Matt Mercer, is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Yeah. Look at his thing. Like, if you want to find it real quick, like his description of his gate, I'm like, I want to play this game.
Matt Mercer, D&D gate.
He's also the voice of
McCree.
I was like, High Noon.
It's High Noon. I can't find it, but I don't know. I'll find it. We'll post it. Anyway, also on the topic of D&D, one, I really want to play Dungeon World with you guys, because Dungeon World is like D&D, but it's way more narrative focused.
Yes, please. Yeah.
Really want to play it. We should play it. Two, there's a girl named Dale Kingsmill. Do you know who she is?
Mm-mm.
So Dale Kingsmill, she's a YouTuber, and she does a bunch of different videos, a lot of mythology videos, but she also started doing D&D videos, and she recently got sort of kicked to by Matthew Colville, who's a big D&D GM and YouTuber who teaches you how to be a better GM.
Okay.
And he's really, really good if you haven't looked him up. But anyway, Dale Kingsmill did a video called My Terrible Rules for Earning Animal Companions. And she also did a bunch of world building stuff. And I started watching all of them. And she's really good, like really, really good. She's really funny. She reminds me of some people that would be on, if SourceFed did like a D&D thing,
that's what
it would be like. It'd be like that, because she kind of has that same personality and sense of humor. And so I was like, man, she is awesome. Like, and it's cool to see female GMs too, because you don't see those as often. And she's like talking about her world building process and how she makes, you know, how she creates regions right. It was like that. And so I was like, this girl's awesome. One, I want to play. I don't know where she is or how we could play a game with her, but I really want to play a game with her. Two, I'm going to go follow her on Twitter so I can keep up with the stuff that she does.
Right.
I went to follow her on Twitter and she was following me. And I was like, what is happening? And so so I sent her a tweet and was like, hey, love your D&D stuff. Like, keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing amazing stuff. And apparently she was a SourceFed fan.
Oh.
What?
And she knows the SourceFed people. Not personally, but she knows she who they are. Them. And she follows. So it was just cool, because I was like, I'm a huge fan of your work. And I had no idea.
That's so lovely.
I love that. She was a SourceFed fan. So anyway, I told her if she's ever in LA that she should come play a D&D game with us, because that'd be really fun.
Oh, that'd be so much fun.
So anyway.
What a small world.
It's so crazy. Yeah. I would love to have her. I would love to have her Skype. She's from Australia.
Oh, we'd have to figure out the timing.
So we have to figure out the time zone, but we could have her Skype in if she's now like blowing up on YouTube. So I don't know if she'd even do it, but it'd be fun. We could have her on. I know some of the people in Slack who are from Australia who like know who she is.
Really?
They said when I tweeted at her, people were like, "Oh, I can't believe my worlds are colliding." So people know who she is, and didn't know that we didn't know who she was.
Oh, that's
so
great.
They might
it.
Like
I love
that she's
it.
On
love
it too. So so I'll reach out and see if she wants to be on it, because that'd be fun.
Speaking of Slack, do we have any questions from them?
I just got a text message.
okay. I have to ask you guys something after this.
I don't have a question from the Slack, but I do have a question in general.
Okay.
And I don't have an answer to it, but it popped up on my phone earlier today. I was like, that'd be a good question to ask, because I'd be interested. What was the dumbest thing you ever did as a kid that seemed to make sense at the time? What's something really dumb you did as a kid? That, like, in the moment, you're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I've repressed all these things, so I don't know.
That's the thing. I want you to unrepress them and tell me.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm, like, trying to remember.
You have to unzip the RAR files.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, wait, like let me try to
figure. Yeah, he's turning back the time.
Yeah. Like, trying to figure out the age, even. I'm like, okay, when would I have done, like, the dumbest kid thing? Because I was a nerdy child.
I was annoying and loud and obnoxious.
Is that just in general?
That's who I was, yeah.
I was that too, but also just a big old nerd.
I was too.
But I was annoying. I was a jerk.
Not that this is like really the dumbest thing, because I think it was fashionable at the time, but looking back at it, it's really dumb. I wore like sweatshirts with the cutoff sleeves.
That's fine.
When I was in middle school.
Uh-huh. Those are back, by the way.
Yeah, but I shouldn't have. I was not
a lot of the 90s clothes,
but I was like, I was not a kid who like looked good in that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was a very skinny, bony, weird.
The 90s clothes are so baggy.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'm picturing it. I'm like, yeah, you'd probably be too skinny for it, but it's fine. You're a kid.
The 90s like, clothes, like, the 90s clothes comeback, like that I see in Urban and stuff like that.
I love it.
It gives me anxiety attacks.
I love it so
because
much.
Because that was a time when I didn't feel comfortable.
Oh,
and,
right.
Like, people wore those clothes. And so I feel like I'm like a kid again. And I feel like these clothes didn't make me feel good. And now I'm seeing it everywhere. And I'm feeling comfortable again. And it's like very weird for me.
I'm like at the opposite end of it. I love the fashion of all of that coming back, because as a kid, I remember wanting to have all those things and I couldn't do it because I was a kid. And now I'm like, yes, all the things I've ever wanted are back. And now I can do it if I want to.
I see that.
Thing about like tucking in shirts now, like redoing that and wearing like big shirts and all. I'm like, yes, I can't do
big,
that.
Big.
Yeah, like, no, me neither.
I'm getting bad feelings already.
Yeah.
Aw, guys.
I'm shaking. I think.
I don't know. What was a bad thing that happened?
Let's see.
Dumb thing you
did.
I remember I made a Pokemon card. Okay, so I custom made a Pokemon
card. Oh, I made lots of Pokemon cards. They're actually called Geo.
Really? There's a name for this?
No, I made it. And I drew like 50 of them.
Yeah, I made. So I made one.
Okay.
And it was like. Overpowered completely.
Yeah, of course. Oh, overpowered. Yeah. No, absolutely. That's what you
like,
do.
You guys better watch out. When card. It was like a Mew compared to Mew.
Yeah.
Sort of like. And his power would be that he pokes people with his pinky.
Ew.
A pinky poker?
So, yeah, he's a pinky poker. I thought it was hilarious because it's like, well, what, a pinky doing that much power? Get out of here. So I thought, you know, poked a pinky. And so I was with this Pokemon crew. And, like, you know, there's this bigger gentleman and, you know, strong gentleman. And we were in some tussle and tough, you know what I mean? And so I was, like, kind of upset or whatever. I was like, oh, yeah? Yeah. And I poked him with my little pinky. And then I got sprained. And then I had to go to the doctor.
This is in real life.
I was going to say, I'm like.
This was in real life that you did this.
Real life.
I thought you were saying that you were, like, pretending it was happening in the game.
I drew this character. And then I was like.
And you acted it out.
And then I acted out this character that I drew to him.
You know, that was pretty dumb.
Because, yeah, you know, like, oh, I'm Pikachu.
Oh, yeah, right? yeah.
So it's like, oh, yeah, yeah. And it's like a character I made because of a pinky that obviously won't do anything. And then I sprained it.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, that would immediately hurt. So, there's no support on a real pinky.
Not at all. It's like hitting.
I think one of the, and I've repressed it. So I'm trying to remember what it was. Oh, I'm getting called. Nope, can't answer that. I think that I. So I know I made. So I wasn't supposed to have a MySpace.
Okay.
When I was a kid, like when I was like, ooh.
Hi.
Like your top five.
Hey,
Murph.
Hey, come here.
You remember the top five?
Oh yeah, I remember the top five.
Yeah, I remember the top five.
You can make a code.
Why are you barking?
Or you can make like, oh, I don't want five. I want 15.
Was there a code to do that?
I think so.
Anyway, I was not supposed to have a MySpace, and so then I think I got a
You guys are making me feel so old.
I got. It was like it was called like a My Yearbook,
what
or something, and like, you had like to be a student. Almost? Yeah, you had to be a student to get it, and so I secretly had it, and then my parents found out, and I got in big trouble.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Like, you got in trouble for that?
Yeah, I was. Well, I was talking to people. I was like messaging with people.
But
from,
now,
that from that were on there that were like, you know,
yeah they were strangers. You're
they were strangers.
So much harder.
I very well could have been like a 60-year-old man who was like,
yeah,
whatever. And it's so much harder now because like, you know, 11-year-olds, they get on their phones and they can be on Instagram or Snapchat.
Yeah, and they get messages. That's the scariest part for me. Yeah, but anyway, that was really dumb because it was like,
now,
why?
Teenagers now do that public and private. They have two accounts, one for like the parents to see.
Oh, yeah.
And I found this out from one of my cousins, the cousin that has my same name. So I was just like, who's this other Starlene?
Oh, yeah.
That I'm getting tagged, like, because she's like, I'm cool because I'm living here. She lives in Holland and she's like 13. But she'll go
live. She sounds infinitely cooler than me already at that.
She looks like tiny me. Like, it's the same. She's also mixed. So yeah. It's just like tinier version of me, same curly hair, the whole business. But since she's in Holland, she'll go live at like all sorts of weird hours that I can't watch. Yeah. And then every once in a while, I'll go back to stream. I'm like, I can't read Dutch, but whatever's going on is some really intense teenage stuff. I'm just like, man, teenagers.
Yeah.
But I feel lucky that I'm like a cool. A quote-unquote cool cousin that's allowed to see the secret account.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. Like,
being a teenager was weird, man. It was so weird.
Speaking of teenagers.
I felt weird.
I'm reading about when Harry Potter had to find a...
oh, yeah, that's right.
Potter Corner. Harry Potter had to find a date for the Champions Ball.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And he tried to ask Cho, and she's like, I'm sorry, I'm going with
you
Cedric.
Waited too late.
You waited too late. Yeah. So now he's going with some people. And
the twins.
Yeah.
Not the twins, but like the Parvati twins.
Right. And I felt offended. I didn't feel offended, but I felt protective about my Hermione.
When Ron
was like, oh, you're a girl. Let me ask you. I'm like, back off, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You don't deserve this woman.
Hey, you didn't notice her before.
Yeah.
You didn't respect her before. And look, same shit. And now you waited too late.
I get it. Like, they're friends. Like, we're all made up again. You know, he's back in the business. But, like, for a while, it was just like Hermione. And I liked having Hermione right there. Just kind of, you know. But now Ron's always like, come on. Like, Ron's always side-rolling his eyes. You know what I mean? Ron's always, like, making, you know, complaints. And he's just like, oh, boy, here we go again. Get out. I'm getting
upset. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm getting annoyed with Ron a little bit. Yeah. First, he was a lot of fun. And now I'm a little annoyed.
That's okay.
It's part of the process. We're all annoying.
I know. But
this is part of the story.
It's teenagers. It's teenagers being shitty teenagers.
You know, it's like Hermione knows what's going on, Ron. Don't try to, like, you know, push her off like she doesn't know what she's talking about. Or she's like, she's studying for something. She knows what she's doing. She's accomplished. Come on. I don't know. Anyway, that's what I'm dealing with now. They're going to the dance. They just asked, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, so the dance hasn't happened yet?
No, the dance hasn't happened.
Okay,
I think he just asked her.
Okay, cool. Oh, it's exciting.
Okay, well, we're in hour 14, so we should probably say goodbye.
Okay.
Toodaloo, everybody.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
Follow us on all the socials.
Yeah, you can follow me at Spencer Stark.
Follow me at Louis12.
Follow me on Instagram at Starline.
I guess we have to make an IGTV account.
Oh, God, no. All the accounts.
Subscribe to us on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, youtube.com.
Please do. Please, please, please.
Maybe we'll put this on IGTV.
All right, goodbye.
Bye. What if we get more subscribers on IGTV?
Oh, boy.